Florida, this is no insult to you, but I have no expectation. I have no like idea what you will bring. You know what I mean? I don't have, besides I hope good weather, you know? Hi, this is Shannon
and Kristen, and we're better known as the Vogel Twins.
Yay! Woohoo! Welcome to season 6. For those new to our show, we're a travel podcast that focuses on the mindset of travel. It's not just about the destination, but the journey itself.
Previously, we featured guests sharing their backstories or experiences in specific destinations, but this season, we're switching things up. Currently, we're embarking on an East Coast road trip, and we're thrilled to bring you along for the adventure.
So today, we're going to be diving into the real reason behind this road trip and what it means to us. Okay, so why are we doing this?
Yeah.
It's the big Q, because obviously a road trip just sounds so lovely in itself.
No, of course. You know what I mean? Like, it's the East Coast. Like, that's my spot.
Totally. I mean, a lot of people do, like, West Coast road trips, but personally, as an East Coast girly, it's something I've actually always wanted to do.
Yeah, it's been a bucket list, for
sure. Especially because we're remote workers.
Yep.
And we have no excuse not to travel and work at the same time.
Yeah, and we really haven't taken that opportunity at all yet.
Never.
Honestly.
And like, you know what's wild? I feel like during COVID specifically, in the height of COVID, everyone was doing it. And I don't know why we didn't. To be fair, I think we were trying to be safe.
Too, yeah, yeah. Just to I was going to say, no, there was a safety precaution.
There was a safety precaution, but I think there was this trend of people traveling and working remotely, which really sparked an interest in doing it, you know? And to be also really transparent, being remote workers, I wanted East Coast hours too.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to do an East Coast road trip. So it's also easier because as much as I would love to do a West Coast road trip, which we totally will
in the future,
it's not like it's not going to happen. I think for the East Coast, it's just like, I don't have to worry about that time zone difference.
Yeah. Like, that transition of like adjusting to that, like I know is going to be an adjustment.
Yeah.
So for me, it was always like, I agree with you, East Coast time. So that way it's not going to be too hard.
Let's make this a tester to see if this really works out for us.
Absolutely.
You know
what I mean? And also let's add this note. We've really only ever lived in New York. Like really. I mean, granted, yes, we lived abroad at some points in our lives, but like really not anywhere else, you know, like I feel like there's potential, and we've discussed this, to potentially leave New York.
Yeah.
You know, like I love New York. I just want to be very clear. Like I'm a New York girly, not that I'm not, but there's always those sort of what ifs in the back of my head. Like, why don't you try another city? Like you never know, you know? So we thought that this would be such a good opportunity, not only to experience the sort of remote work lifestyle, but also take the opportunity to check out cities that we've always talked about, either 100%. Potentially living or even just enjoying, you know, like it's kind of a balance, but we've kind of focused on the several cities for this road trip particularly. So we're actually going to be starting off in Florida. Now, just to be very clear, this isn't a place that I normally would have like lived in. We just got the opportunity because graciously our family members have a house here and they were like, hey, you work remotely, the place is empty. If you'd like to go, check it out. And that's what kind of really started this.
Jump-started the
idea. Like, maybe
idea
we can
this.
Start here, and then we'll go up the coast.
Yeah.
So that kind of gave us that sort of green light of this opportunity of, you know, starting here. And then we'll probably go to Savannah, Charleston.
Charlotte.
Raleigh, and then potentially between those, we figured we'll explore other cities. Like, you know, like, but I think right now, based off of, you know, what we're going to do, those are the main cities for
sure. I think those will be the bases for us.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, okay, like, we're staying here for a month. And, like, let's really enjoy, like, a real local, you know, which is something we have never done before. We travel, but it's like we're enjoying our traveling.
Yeah, yeah. Like we're not, I'm not working. You know, like I am enjoying each day as if, you know, I'm a tourist or, you know, I am experiencing things. I'm a lot more relaxed, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
There's definitely like an ease in that.
There's no meetings.
There's no meetings.
On our traveling.
There's no, you know, computers or extra things I have to lug around, you know. Like there's definitely going to be, this is going to be such a different travel mindset, you know. But I think that what's exciting about this in particular is the opportunity to meet people too.
Yeah.
I think something that Shannon and I are definitely going to try to do and intentionally is meet people.
Yes.
Like, I'm not just going to be working and having fun. Like, not that I'm not going to do that, but
we are going to do both. We're going to do both.
We're going to do both.
But how are we doing that?
Exactly. So Shannon and I have kind of put in some potential things and opportunities to meet people. Like, for example, right now, which is really fun, I'm excited by, is that we're going to be doing a book club in Savannah.
Yes.
I've already looked into doing like some races to join in, to maybe doing a running club.
I have not ran in years.
Oh God, it's going to be so bad. Like, I can't even begin to think, like, I got to go back to the gym.
I have to start running again. And that's a motivator for sure. Yeah. And I'm not even a big reader, but like, I think it's a fun conversation topic. Yeah. So I'm so in for it.
No, at least we're already stepping in knowing like, okay, these, you know, women or men or they and thems, like books, like, so, like, you know what I mean? Or the topics of books. Like, this is a romance book club, to be very clear. So, and I am a sucker for that. So I already know we have those interests in mind.
And I'm jealous because in Florida, you're joining a pottery class.
Yes. Yes. So I'm really excited. Like, we're going to be in Florida the longest. So I was able to actually be able to take sort of like a course while we're here, we're in Florida, which I'm so excited by. To be fair, though, I don't know if I'll meet anyone my age. We'll see when we get here,
Pottery's definitely an older person vibe.
I will say, shout out to my pottery crew is in New York.
Yeah, you're right.
They're around my age. But I don't know
ageist, though. I can be friends with any age.
Of all, I am so in my granny era. You're talking to the girl who crochets, like, on the rag. I love it. So honestly, I wouldn't hate to be friends with the grannies. No. So we'll see what it's like when I get there. But again, like, excited. Like, who knows? Maybe they have nieces or nephews that, like, you know, they're there and want to hang out. Like, I'm always trying to put myself in spaces to be able to meet people, talk to people, put myself out of my comfort zone, really. Yeah.
And I really like that is the intention we're both setting when we're walking into these situations, because I feel like the hardest thing as we age is making new friends. And I don't think it's because people aren't willing to be friends.
Yeah.
It's being comfortable enough to do it and put yourself out there. Because I feel like back in the day, like, you know, when you're in a school setting, you're seeing the same people. So you have
all the
time. You know what I mean? Now time is a bit limited on the weekend. So it's like go for it. You know what I mean? So I really like that because you've been doing more research than I have on finding different spaces. Like, I'm still in travel mode in my head.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at places to work, like cafes that we could potentially be locals at. I'm looking at the tourist stuff that we want to do, and obviously off the beaten path, because it's a thing we love. But you're looking at the activities.
Yeah.
And I love that we're doing that, honestly.
Yeah, I'm trying to get creative on, you know,
how to
meet these people as organic as possible. You know, I think, as you mentioned, Shannon, it really is difficult as you get older. Like, to be able to
difficult for me. I don't want to say it for everybody, but I feel like I'm lucky you're my built-in friend.
Yeah.
But
no, I
find it so difficult to just like find the courage to go up to people sometimes. Yeah. To just be like, you know, hi, like, my name is Shannon. I feel like I'm in kindergarten, you know?
Like, or it's even just like dating in general.
Yeah,
even when
you're
just like trying to make a friend, it feels that. You know what I mean?
So I feel a little awkward, but then I feel so accomplished when it works out, though.
Yeah. I have to like get comfortable in rejection as well. Like,
yeah.
I have to be okay in that space. And that's something that me and you are going to be learning a lot during this trip.
And I'm excited to share these experiences on the pod, because we're going to be pretty raw and vulnerable on this season, because we're not just going to be recollecting like things to do and you should like pin. Like, we really want to do like inner work in the sense of how we're going to meet people. Like, you know,
what it was like, was it successful? Like, did I meet anyone my age in pottery? You know what I mean? Like, things like that.
Like, did our methods really work? Or like, you know, going to these spaces, like, how was the vibe? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. To be fair, I like these things. These are my interests. So I'm hoping people will be like-minded. That seems like I'm going to be hopeful and hope we make some really cool friends.
I think it's about setting positive intention.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
But even if we don't, it'll be so funny. So like, either way, I think it's a win. It's like, you learn something about yourself, you gain courage, or you have a funny story to add to the podcast. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah, no matter what, I feel really lucky that we have this opportunity to do these things and to be able to share it on here with you. So you guys are going to definitely be joining us through the ups and downs of this experience. And I'm excited. And I think, honestly, any age can honestly relate to making new friends, putting yourself in, being vulnerable in spaces that you might not feel comfortable in, you know? And I hope that our stories are, you know, what we're about to do also gives you courage to do what you want to do.
Yeah, because we're not special. You could do it too.
Anyone could do this. 100%. Yeah. You know, we'll be doing this together.
Yeah, I feel really grateful that we can do this together, and we have the opportunity
to, you know, jumpstart this really cool journey and mm-hmm. this season and share with you. Because what's even more exciting and added to the plate of many things that we juggle already, but we're going to be doing weekly vlogs.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're going to totally see our trip every week. So you're going to be seeing what we've been doing, but we're going to be diving deeper on the podcast. Like you'll see like the cool, fun things we do. You'll probably meet some of the friends we hope to make.
Yeah.
But I think on the podcast, we're going to get more. Well, I know on the podcast, we will get much deeper how that happened, really the nitty gritty of it and our real takeaways on it. Because the vlog's a fun highlight. I'm going to think
it's absolutely going to be. It's definitely going to be a thing that I hope that you enjoy every week to join to us. Yeah, to watch us in our journeys.
And you also might have a reference point. So when we talk about something, you'll be like, oh, yeah, like that person or that thing or, oh, my God, yes. So hopefully it'll help also connect and visually help you like when you listen to the next episode about what we felt about these trips too.
Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned earlier, our first location is Florida. Mm-hmm. And actually moving forward in these episodes, what we kind of wanted to do and what we talked about, which we think would be really fun to discuss, mm-hmm. is kind of our expectation of like what we think Florida is going to be like and what we're going to do in like, you know, making friends and doing things. So that way we can kind of keep accountability and also kind of see the growth at the end of the trip.
Yes.
So I'm kind of excited. So for Florida, like I kind of mentioned, or I should say alluded before, this isn't a place that we actually really know much about, honestly. No. Like, it's really like, for me, I've always associated with more of like a vacation spot. Mm-hmm. Like, I always hear it more as like a retirement place, you know? 100%. So like, I don't know who we're going to meet here. This is a very, like, I feel like, blind kind of location for us.
And to be totally honest, this is just the starting point because, like you said, this is like a family member's house. So I don't know if Florida would have been on the map for me. Not because it's not an amazing place, but like you said before, this is also an opportunity for the both of us to see where would we like to live maybe one day, like outside of New York, if, you know, if that is the case, you know? So I feel like Florida is something that I'm walking into with more of the mindset of like, an adjustment period before like the real journey on I say that with like air quotes, if you know what I mean, because it's like it's still the start of our journey, but I think we're gonna like use this as a way to like settle into the routine of what we need to do, because like I said, this is our first time doing remote work in this way, so I'm kind of curious how we're gonna adjust to that. But also, like, I don't even know like who we're gonna meet and how we're gonna meet people, because the place we're staying at is a condo like complex. So you're kind of like settled into this little community of people. Yeah. So I'm unsure if this community is going to be friendly. Like, I can't imagine them not. It's like the sunshine state. Like,
I don't know.
Like, how can you not be happy under the sun? But that's just my personality. Yeah. Though. So I'm like, I think you're right about the first impression. I'm walking in very blind. But also, I feel very, like, excited by the blindness in a weird way, because I think there's going to be more spontaneity than the other places. Because we've set intention for the other places
because,
so
like,
hard.
Because, like, I know about the other cities or, like, what I want. So here is going to definitely, which I agree with you, very last-minute planning, which is very not us if you know us. Like, any of our friends know, I love a good Google Doc.
Oh, my God. Organize that Google Doc.
I love making Google
Color
Docs.
Color coordination.
No, literally every single one of our friends
bullet
knows.
Points.
Exactly. Exactly. So you know I'm a girl with a plan. And this is the first time walking into a place that I literally don't have a plan, which is kind of relaxing, honestly. I'm excited by the spontaneity. And the only thing I do as of right now have intention in this location is my pottery class.
Yeah, yeah.
So what my expectations is, I don't think there's going to be people my age. I really don't, actually, to be honest. Am I hopeful? Yeah, maybe, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
there'll be someone my age there.
Well,
but
I'm
even if
we do happy hours outside of the place.
But I just mean for pottery, I am excited to meet the ladies. And I hope that they're super friendly. It's true. I don't know. There might be a man there. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe some grandpas.
True. But yeah, no, I'm excited to hopefully either meet some people and hope that they're nice. I think that they would be. I feel like a lot of so far, even in my current pottery studio, everyone is so sweet.
Yeah.
Like being in a creative space, like I'm a pretty creative person. Like I already know we have interests in common. So even if I'm not going to be, you know, making like a shit ton of friends there, like I know the people around me are really going to be really sweet is my guess.
Yeah.
It was my intention, my hope.
But you know what is too, what I like about this method that you're going for, and even myself as well, it's like you're going to do something you already like. So even if you don't make friends, you're still, I'm still enjoying my time. So it's like not a loss. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, no, I think my expectation with friendships, I'm unsure.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm not hopeful about it. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're going to have to really, especially in Florida, put ourselves out there more.
Yes.
You know?
And on number two, I'm thinking of more points right now.
Yeah.
Is we're located in Florida, Jensen. Okay.
Yes.
It's not in Orlando. It's not a Tampa.
It's not a major city.
I have no idea what is around here. I really don't. I have no idea what's around Jensen, Florida. I was Google mapping because obviously I am still a planner and I'm looking around and there's Palm Beach and there's obviously like on the same coast, Miami. Things I like
semi-recognize, you know?
The only thing I recognize is like really down south. So we're kind of like in the middle a little bit.
Ish, yeah.
Down south is like Miami on our coast, let's say. Yeah. Like Miami is there and West Palm Beach, but I don't really.
Fort Lauderdale I recognize.
Oh yeah, Fort Lauderdale.
I recognize that city.
And that's on our side of the coast, I guess. And those are cool, but they're kind of far. So I don't know if we'll like make trips. So again, I'm like, I think this is going to be really slow living, and I'm actually going to lean really hard on that. I'm not going to lie. So I don't know. Again, I feel like I keep repeating myself, but
No. I think it's true.
I think I'm really excited by the slow life, and I'm just going to like embrace it and hope for the best. And here's the thing. I'm not doing pottery. So how am I going to make friends?
Yeah.
I'm really going to have to put myself out there. Like I'm thinking maybe I'll go on the beach and like, I don't know, go for a walk. And like if someone's got a nice dog or something, like I'll say hi. Dogs really do help conversations.
Dogs are
that
easy.
Is such a tip of mine. If you see a dog, you don't even have to acknowledge the human. You can always go to the dog
You should
first.
Always acknowledge a human though.
After. You acknowledge.
After. The dog is priority.
Any pet. Oh my God, are you joking? A dog, a cat, you acknowledge them first. Humans are second to an animal.
It's true.
In
that
my
is the
eyes.
Tier. That is the
that
tier.
That is the tier. But we also need to make human friends. So we'll see
That's
how
true.
That goes.
That's true.
But yeah, no, I'm really excited. Even though I have no really set plan like you do, for instance, I'm going to try to use the opportunity to be a bit more spontaneous and get out of my head a little bit. Because I think I talk myself out of a lot of conversations.
I feel like it's happened more as I've gotten older.
Yes,
and
I
feel like
that.
I need to like almost unlearn that a little bit more.
But I think the thing that I love about travel, and we talk about this a lot on the podcast, is the travel mindset.
Yes.
I think about some of the highlights in my life, and it's always been when we're traveling and just approaching people because
and
we're
I know
in
it's
that
the
mindset.
Mindset.
It's always the mindset.
It doesn't matter if we were in Japan or in this place. I was like, I know it's just because of the opportunity that I was like, I want to meet people and I want to do things. And I'm like, I want to bring that to my everyday life.
And I feel like that's what we're trying to do on this road trip, on this trying to live our day to day, but take it in a way. It's like, imagine if we lived here. How do we live this life? And that's kind of what we're trying to do in this month span. Mm-hmm. And like in each place we go to, it's like, how would we be here if we lived here?
Yeah.
And like, that's kind of like what I'm doing a takeaway from, or that's what I'm trying to do in my habits, you know?
Yeah.
Like one thing we did totally forgot. We're joining a gym.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
like something that I think
so
is
that's
huge.
A good opportunity for
that's
you
a great,
too.
That's what I'm,
for both of us, but
for the both of us, it's like, I love, okay, I'm just gonna say this as someone who's like, I love, love, love the gym just because like for mental health, sometimes you just need a, like a good gym session.
Yeah.
The fitness instructors are always freaking nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, you just never know who's in the classes too.
And
they're always
and
so
I was
going
to say, it's like you already have the same interest in being healthy, like moving, movement, all that sort of stuff. And I think that's also like a great way to meet people.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's funny because normally like when I go to the gym, I actually don't take classes, but I'm going to take classes because I want to meet people.
Yeah.
You know, like it forces you to like be in a space with people all the time and seeing them, you know? And I think that'll be, again, another possibility of like, you know, making new friends and stuff like that. We'll see.
I'm just excited. I think Florida is going to surprise us because I don't have any expectations.
I really don't
walking
either.
In
I know.
Because I think that Chris and I were talking about with the structure of the season is we're going to start with expectations and then tell you our reality towards the
of
end
like
of
what
that
it
trip.
Was actually
so
like.
I feel this is going to be really funny to re-listen to before like our expectations of like what happened.
What
episode,
actually happened.
Like what actually happened. Because Florida, this is no insult to you, but I have no expectation. I have no like idea what you will bring. You know what I mean? I don't have, besides I hope good weather, you know, like I hope I can get a good tan and I read some good books and I am actually productive because sometimes it's hard to be productive on a
sunny day.
Yeah. But I'm going to be good. I'm trying to be a responsible adult. So Florida, I don't have expectations, but I am very hopeful in the things we've decided to do in this location, honestly.
I think it honestly is the perfect
perfect location to start because it, like you mentioned earlier, it will ease us into sort of the routine of everything.
I agree.
And get us sort of a jump start in how every day is going to be. So if you're curious about what we're doing on the daily,
yeah,
then I recommend heading over to our YouTube channel and watch our weekly vlogs of this amazing road trip that we're starting in Florida.
So by the time you're all caught up, you'll be ready to listen to us in the next episode where we're really going to highlight what really happened in Florida and all the expectations and everything coming together.
Look at you. You made it to the end. Now that we have you here, we'd like to do a little shameless plug-in.
Of course.
And encourage you to follow us on all social platforms at
The Vogel Twins.
If you want to know more about, like, in depth about our travels, definitely check out our website, thevogeltwins.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.